I think it is a bold and certainly a risk-free move by the MDC to placate within its own ranks members who are corrupt and to outrightly dismiss them from the party. I think it is in a political statement that, look, they are going to take steps against corruption at all levels.
You know, I did ask the MDC Secretary for Local Government about that particular issue that you've raised, that you hope that now the MDC can take steps against corruption at all levels. Mr. Rizai said there are no corrupt ministers in the MDC. So what can you say about that kind of response?
I think because he's a minister and no minister has been fired, he's being politically correct. He's trying to say, look, I can't say my colleagues are corrupt without naming individuals or naming specific instances. It is until such a time that we have specific issues that those issues may be addressed. But I think the bolder move here is that corruption that is being addressed by a political party within its own structures and not by government is not going to be very serious corruption. I think what we may be looking forward to is to use these examples to ask the MDC to work with ZANU-PF or pressure ZANU-PF to put in place a much broader and a much stronger anti-corruption commission or anti-corruption directorate within the government or independent from the government that will look into these issues. We can now begin a debate about corruption in the country using political examples to say there is corruption at certain levels in government.